Now let's turn to that horrific fire in Hong Kong, in which at least 128 people have died and 200 people are still missing. It's the city's deadliest fire in 70 years, and it ripped through a housing complex with 8 tower blocks and about 2,000 apartments. An early theory is that construction materials used for a renovation fueled the blaze. Let's talk to a fire expert, Arnold Tarling, who joins us from London, which was the site, of course, of that awful Grenfell Tower fire in 2017. Arnold Tarling, thanks so much for joining us on Saturday Extra.
Okay, good morning, Nick.
Arnold, we don't know yet the cause of the fire, but one thing investigators are focusing on is the building materials used in this renovation. I mean, tell us about this scaffolding that seems to have been so flammable.
Well, the first part is that the netting was highly flammable and it ought to have been fire retarded. I believe their actual regulations out there require it to be non-combustible or low combustibility. Then you have bamboo, which burns incredibly hot, incredibly quickly, unless it's been treated with borate, and it appears that this hasn't been treated. The bamboo, when it heats up, you have the air pockets because they're a hollow core. They then explode, firing embers out, and it just went up. And now they're talking that there was styrofoam on the building as well, piled up, just adding to the fire load. It is a completely avoidable tragedy.
And anybody who has been to Hong Kong knows how densely populated it is. These buildings are so close together. As a fire expert, do you look at a city like Hong Kong and do you think that's a problem city?
It's a problem city if you've got highly flammable materials on the outside of a building. Yeah. Certainly it's a problem city if you don't have the correct fire protection inside the property as well. And, you know, it's if built properly, if built safely, you can have tower blocks which are completely safe. But it's what people do to them, it's how they treat them, it's how they alter them, it's the materials they choose that make the problems.
Officials appear to have been warned over a year beforehand about the risks of a catastrophic fire and the concerns over this cladding. It seems, Arnold, as if this was a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah, it certainly was. I believe China has banned or at least issued rules on bamboo being used on properties for scaffolding, and they've been limited to 6 stories. But for some reason in Hong Kong, they seem to be the only country in the world that uses it to such high levels. But then it's a choice of the material. It's cheap. It's quick to build, it's lightweight, and you can cut it to length. You don't need any special tools, and it goes up quickly and it's cheap.
8 people have now been arrested, including engineering contracts. We were actually talking on this show last week about how China has become this engineering society. It's known for building these massive projects. It's known for its advanced manufacturing. I mean, what do we know about the building and fire standards in China? You were saying they're good, but it seems they've been ignored in this instance.
Well, Hong Kong's a different area to mainland China. Yeah. It's treated differently. It has its separate governance on that. But, you know, even in mainland China, they have disasters because of their rapid building. It's not easy as that. But, you know, we've had disasters in various countries around the world because of the materials and the way in which buildings have been built.
And it all is so reminiscent of the Grenfell Tower disaster in London in 2017. More than 70 people died then. The cladding on the outside of the building was a reason why that fire was so deadly. Did not Grenfell cause authorities everywhere in the world and constructors everywhere in the world and renovators everywhere in the world to review their fire safety?
One would hope so, but then you look at, in our country, we still have loads of buildings clad with highly flammable materials, and I had one which I actually reported to the London Fire Brigade, but they didn't act on it, which had polystyrene over it, and they'd put scaffolding up there with timber scaffold boards at every level. And we had a disaster in Dagenham, which took out a seven-story building, purely because it spread through the timber boards on the scaffold. So, you know, lessons aren't actually learnt very much. They make a few tweaks here and there in regards to banning the cladding, but people are still not looking at the other issues which create risk.
Well, this is certainly another wake-up call, a tragic wake-up call. Andrew Tarling, a fire expert in London, thanks for joining us on Saturday Extra.
Okay, thank you, Nick.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.